views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. As I shared last week, I had a big epiphany shortly after the new year that is significantly affecting my direction in my practice and in my business. My focus now is change yourself, heal the world. And I'll share a bit more in a minute about how you can get involved with healing the world personally. Today, I'm going to be talking with Andrea Evans, founder of SpreadHappy.com, and we'll be talking with Andy in a few minutes. But first, I want to give you an update on what's been going on for me in the past week. As I just mentioned, my aha of a week or so ago is translating into big changes in my business. I've gotten lots of inspiration over the past 10 days about how we can change ourselves in order to heal the world. The first inspiration that I'm implementing is a weekly Heal the World meditation. You're invited to call into a teleconference bridge and participate on healing a specific situation in the world. I first had this idea with the Sandy Hook school shooting in December. And I know I mentioned here that my belief is that the only way to end violence in the world is to meet it with love. We cannot end violence with more violence. If we all come together and send love, compassion, peace, and joy to everyone involved in a violent situation, including the perpetrators, we will begin to heal the violence in this world. I'm also adding a message board to my website where you can post about situations you would like to have everyone send love and compassion to heal. These don't have to be worldwide events like Sandy Hook. For instance, a friend of mine knows someone whose son was beaten up and suffered brain trauma, and we sent love and healing energy to everyone involved in that situation. My vision and my dream for this is that this practice will spread like wildfire around the world. There is power in us coming together all at once to do this meditation, and there's also power in each of us individually meditating separately on the situations that speak to us most for us to heal. I expect my website, blueheronwisdom.com, to be updated so you can sign up for the meditations and post or view the message boards by the beginning of next week. And I'm hoping we'll be able to have the first group meditation next week. So check the website to see when that's going to be. I'm really excited about the impact that we can have at bringing love, compassion, healing, and joy to the world in this way. And I hope that you'll join me in making the world a more loving and safe place for everyone. So let's move on and introduce today's guest. Andy Evans is the founder of SpreadHappy.com and a speaker, teacher, and writer on happiness, faith, and optimism. She's the author of the award-winning self-help blog, Spread Happy Blog, and creator of the self-esteem building curriculum for high school students, Live Your Best Life Skills. She can be heard each week on the Happy Hour radio show on News Talk 1180 WFYL, get those letters right, in Philadelphia and on 1180WFYL.com. Let's welcome Andrea Evans to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me. This is such a beautiful blessing. I'm so happy to have this opportunity to chat with you.
Well, I'm really excited for you to be here. And I want to share with our listeners how you and I are connected.
Yeah.
So a little over a year ago, Andy and I both attended Robert Holden's coaching happiness certification program in New York. And I've had a couple of other people from that program on the show over the past few months. We had Kim Kirkley and Janine Broderick, and now you. And for me, it's so fun to see what each of us are doing a year later after having gone through the coaching happiness certification, and then how we're putting that out in the world. And we each have our own spin on it.
Yes.
And we're each doing great stuff. And so I'm really happy to have you here and hear about all the great stuff you're doing, too.
Thank you. I know. I love how I think Robert offers such an amazing opportunity to take his teachings and run with it in whatever direction resonates with you. And I both the women that you spoke of are amazing, amazing women. And it's just been such a joy to, you know, to have this beautiful connection. And I think it's so cool that, you know, we've all sort of created our own little niche, you know, what really resonates with us and how we feel as though we can help others with this information. So thanks for sharing that. That was an amazing, amazing experience.
Well, and you know, last week I had on Tal Ben-Shahar, who wrote a book called Happier. He's written several books on happiness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I love about this focus is that we find more and more people who are on that path and who are spreading it in different ways and in different areas.
Yes.
And, you know, I love the you know, having it as a community where we are able to, like, I could have him on the show and people who maybe had never heard of him before now can go and read his book.
Yes.
And I really like that.
Yeah. And you know, something you had mentioned earlier just really resonated with me. And it's that we all have a voice, you know, we all have a voice, and having this opportunity to get our individual messages out is so very important. And I feel like every single one of us, no matter what our avenue is making a difference. And that goes for everyone who's listening, you know, just by our own kindness, love, and, you know, change in attitude and positive thinking and living from our hearts, we can all make a difference. It doesn't have to be changing the world. It's one
right.
by one. You know, it's one by one, and it does make a difference, and it does have an effect on everyone.
Well, and truly, by changing ourselves internally, we do change the world.
Absolutely.
One of the things that Tal said last week, he's done a lot of research, so he has a lot of research-based information, mm-hmm. and that people who are happier are kinder. So by finding ways to be happier yourself, you're automatically spreading it, because you're just kinder to people.
Sure, sure. And we're literally raising the consciousness. By being kinder, we are raising the consciousness of everyone on the planet.
Yes.
So we can all make a difference. And that's something that it took me a while to realize, that literally we can all make a difference. It doesn't have to be something that we perceive as big. Everything that we do, every act of kindness is big, every single one of them.
Absolutely. I mean, that is so true. And that's really, you know, you heard my intro for today about it's not even really a new direction, but more a crystallization of my direction.
Yeah.
And that's what it's really about, is that it, you know, we don't have to do something big and grandiose. We don't have to do anything. We just have to be different.
Yes.
We have to make internal changes, and then those automatically flow out. I mean, our energy gets changed by it.
Yes, yes. And I love what you had to say, because every, you know, whatever your vision is, it's the right vision. You know, never question, is this a good idea? Every idea that we all have when it comes to laying out something that is positive to create a happier world is the perfect vision.
And I love that you focus on that, because, you know, I think a lot of the work that I've done in the past has been around coaching people to help them discover their ideal career. And people come with this idea that certain careers are better than others, or more, you know, if it's more altruistic or it's more creative or whatever, that somehow it has more value. And really, I totally believe that we each come to this world with certain gifts that are uniquely ours.
Yes.
And every single gift that we have is of value, the same as yours or mine or, you know, the Dalai Lama or
yes.
anybody.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. We each have our own unique thing to bring. And by bringing it, we're contributing as much as anybody else.
Absolutely. And, you know, you and I are birds of a feather. You know, I'm tooting your horn here because absolutely I trust that we all have a gift. We all have a unique gift to participate in the world. And just by acknowledging that gift and going with it and not labeling it or judging it or putting, you know, putting a lot of weight on it, just by being that gift, just by being what makes you feel good, that is the joy that we bring to the world when we recognize that we all do have individual gifts and we are here for a reason. You know, we are pieces of a beautiful, magnificent tapestry and we are here for a reason.
I love that, thinking of it as a tapestry, because each thread is important. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah, each thread is important.
Yes. I read that somewhere, Laura.
Well,
I read
glad
that somewhere.
You shared
someone wrote
it,
that. I liked
whether
it.
Whether it was original or not, I'm glad you shared it. And of course, time is flying by. It's time for our first break. You're listening to Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll explore more about happiness and how you can make a difference in the world by bringing your own gifts with Andrea Evans. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today. thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, and today my guest is Andy Evans, founder of SpreadHappy.com. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you, Andy. So can you give your contact info for everybody?
Thank you. Sure. You can go to my website, which is SpreadHappy.com. And if you're interested, I send out a monthly, well, pretty much monthly newsletter. And you can sign up for my newsletter right on my homepage. I also have a Facebook page, which is SpreadHappy. It's Facebook/SpreadHappyNow. And you can contact me there and connect with me on Facebook. Or you can email me at Andy, A-N-D-I. At spreadhappy.com, and make sure it's Andy with an I, not Andy with a Y, because I won't get it if it's Andy with a Y. It won't go to anyone, actually.
It'd go off into the internet ether space.
Exactly. So it's Andy with an I.
Well, as we're talking about your website, share a little bit about why people might want to go there, because I know there are certain services that you offer, and in particular, you've got this new curriculum coming up for high school students, but why don't you share a little bit about what kinds of other services you offer for people to be happier?
Okay. Well, the website, it does have resources. I have a resources page, which is wonderful, with books that I've read that I highly recommend. There's links on my website to my radio show, which airs in Philadelphia and on the web. There's a link for that. There's also podcasts. So if you're just looking for a little bit of inspirational information, I have a podcast page that you can get to from my homepage and listen to past shows, and everything is labeled. So if there's something that you're interested in, you can say, boy, that resonates with me. I need to hear about that today. And you can get some information from there. I also have a YouTube channel, and there is a link on my website to my YouTube channel with just little tidbits of, 2 to 4 minute videos of workshops that I've given. And so you can also find little YouTube videos if you just want a minute or two of inspiration. And I have a blog, and I find that people seem to enjoy the blog, which I'm super grateful for. And I always put my blog, when I write the blogs, I always put them out on Facebook, and I usually send out my new blogs on my newsletter too. So those are a couple different things that my website offers. Also, I do live in South Florida, so I do a lot of speaking engagements here, and I always put any upcoming events that I have on my website if you happen to live in Florida. And sometimes I'm other places too. Sometimes I'm up in Philly, and I also have my events listed on my website. So that's the kind of stuff that you can get from my website. There's also just tidbits on, how to bring some more happiness into your life. I also have tidbits on meditation. If that's something that you're interested in bringing into your world, it's, you know, sometimes the word seems scary to people, but it's not scary at all. You know, meditation can just be a walk in nature. So I just, wrote a little bit about ways that you can bring meditation and calm and peace into your life. So I hope that my website is useful, and I certainly welcome comments, and that's why I do have my email address on there. And also, of course, there's information on this curriculum that I've created for high school students. There's a little bit of information on my website about that too. So that's what my website offers.
So I would love to hear about your program for high school students, and maybe you can start by saying a little bit about why you did it. Why did you create a curriculum for high school students?
Well, you know, Laura, I can't take credit for the idea, because I didn't have the idea. And it's so funny, because when it came up and I started to write the curriculum, it just sort of came to me. It was so flowing for me. And I realized, wow, this is something that I'm supposed to do. I had somebody attend a workshop, actually. And after the workshop, she approached me and said, my sister is an administrator at a high school, and I would love for her to meet you. I want her to know about what you do. And her sister called me and asked me to come in for a meeting, and they asked me if I would write a curriculum based on the workshops that I was giving at the time. And at first, I'm like, a curriculum for high school kids? I don't know how to talk to high school kids, you know, 'cause my daughter's only 8, you know? And it was one of those things where I sat down and said, okay, you know, if I was talking to a teenager, let me think back, you know, what resonated with me when I was a teenager, and let me look at the world and what's going on today. And it was just something that flowed so easily. And I realized, and this was after we, or I'm sorry, this was before, the shootings, at, Sandy. And, when that happened, it just moved me so much because it just sort of reinforced how crucial it is that our kids get this sort of education, that in our education system, we teach love, we teach non-judgment, we teach coming from a peaceful place, we teach self-love, because that's what this is all about. You know,
right.
Love attracts love.
Yeah.
And hate attracts hate. And the people that are the perpetrators hate themselves. Therefore, they hate everyone else. And I do not like that word. I am not a fan of that word. We don't use that word in this house. But I will tell you that's the only word to describe what goes on in people's minds that are the perpetrators. It comes from hate. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we have to be taught self-love. But it's become very apparent that we do have to be taught self-love. And what's so interesting is that the pilot program, which I ran in the fall, it was a pilot program. So I was asking a lot of questions to the teens because I wanted to know, of course, I had written a curriculum, but I wanted to know, what do these kids need? Where are they struggling? And absolutely, hands down, all of the information that I was getting back from these kids was about self-judgment. It was how they were lacked confidence. They were so concerned about what other people thought of them. It is so apparent to me that our society we are desperate to bring love and self-love and self-confidence and not this non-judgment of ourselves into the schools, because the kids aren't getting it at home. And the peer pressure at schools is horrendous.
Yes.
And these kids are hiding behind these masks. You know, they're hiding behind these identities that they've created for themselves. We could also call it their egos. And not recognizing that their power is within them, and seeing that they can do, have, and be whatever it is that they want, as long as they come from a place of love. But it's not something that is brought to the forefront. In fact, in schools, we're sort of being asked to turn away from that.
Yes.
You know, we're being asked to look everywhere else but within ourselves. And for me, the answer is to look within. I mean, that's where I feel as though I can do my part. And I know we talked a little bit in the beginning of the show, you know, as far as, you know, that we all have a voice. We all have a voice. So this is what I know that I can do, is to try to bring this into schools. And I'm hoping that there are other people that are, you know, like-minded, that are thinking the same way. I know that there are, because it is, to me, it's crucial. It should be just as important as a history class, you know, this self-awareness, self-esteem building curriculum.
You know, and I think that you're so right, because, I mean, it all, for any of us that, I mean, well, I will say for all of us, because we all have our own issues, right? And I think that we all struggle with self-love at points in our lives, some more than others. But it all starts very early in life. And so, I mean, it really is a gift for you to bring it to the surface where people are conscious of it and really teaching it. I mean, really putting it out there, not as an assumption, but as a, you know, this really is the way it is. And this is really what needs to happen.
Yes. And unfortunately, it needs to be taught. You know, who would ever think that we would have to teach self-love?
Yeah.
But we do. Our society is begging for it. Our society, it's not about the weapons. The weapons, regardless if there's weapons or not, the hate is going to be there.
Right.
If someone wants to be cruel, they're going to be cruel and they're going to find a way. Okay, the weapons don't help us. I'm very aware of that. But the point is, it starts within the person. It starts within the person.
Right. Yeah. And I think that, I think there are things that we can do, like around, gun control, that can reduce the impact of somebody being in that quote unquote hate place. But you're right, it doesn't solve the problem.
It doesn't solve the problem.
It's not the weapon.
Right. It doesn't take away the hate. The problems are the perpetrators. And that's something that we have to become more sensitive to as a society. And I think, unfortunately, if you look at the movies that are out, the video games that are out, we are being bombarded with subliminal messages of hate and crime and disaster. We really are.
Yes, I agree.
We really are.
Yeah. I totally agree. We are. And as the mother of a 16-year-old boy, I totally understand that. And I mean, I certainly have rules about what he's exposed to, but I can't control what he's exposed to outside of my house. And that's the problem.
No, you absolutely can't. You can't control anything. But unfortunately, our society feeds off of this very negative media and just this sort of negative lifestyle. You know, I mean, if you think about it, when our parents were growing up, there just wasn't access to all of this sort of dangerous information.
Absolutely. And on that note, it's time for us to take another break.
Okay.
I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. When we come back, Andy and I will be talking more about how do we shift things in the world? How do we shift from this negative perspective and some things that you can do to be happier today? So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Back on Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, and today I have Andy Evans of SpreadHappy.com talking with me about, well, what we've ended up talking about a lot this hour is about how each of us can make a difference in the world just by bringing our unique gifts, how each of us are a thread in that tapestry. And, you know, Andy, one thing that I think would be really helpful for listeners is if you would share one or more of your favorite practices for happiness yourself. What do you like to do on a regular basis to be happier?
Well, Laura, you know, it's funny. People say, do you really do this? And I say, yes, I actually do. I think it's really super important to remind ourselves daily of the gifts that are around us and remind ourselves how we want to see our life. So literally in the morning and at night, I write down, I always write down what I'm grateful for, what I recognize in my life. Mm-hmm. And I write down how I want to see my day and how I want to start my day. And I literally say affirmations to myself when I'm getting up in the morning. And when a negative thought comes in my head, I usually catch myself and I say, wait a second, you know, take a back seat, buddy, take a hike. That's not where I'm going to let myself go today, because what I think about, I bring about. So
right.
I don't want to bring about anything negative. So I believe just being more conscious and aware of our thoughts and our thought patterns is extremely helpful for bringing happiness and contentment into our lives. So I highly recommend, you know, writing down how you want to see your day, writing down what your goals are, writing down what you're grateful for, because sometimes we don't recognize the amazement of our lives. And so, for instance, at the end of 2012, I thought, you know what, let me take a peek at what successes I've had this year. And I did do another program with Robert Holden on coaching success. And one of the things that he recommended to do was to write down the successes that you've had over the past year. And so often we don't recognize what we've actually accomplished until we take some time to really sit down and think about it. And when I started to write down the things that I had accomplished this year, I thought, boy, this has been a pretty cool year with a ton of transformation. Wow. But there are times when I catch myself saying, like, gee, what have I done? I really haven't done anything. But wait a second. Yes, I have. So,
well, and you know, I think that that is such a wonderful thing to do. And actually, I need to do more of it myself, because what happens to us is that we're so focused on what we need to get done that we are always looking at what's not done yet.
Yes.
As opposed to what we have achieved. And that is such a great way to shift back to, you know, I really am. And I don't like to say achieved, because I have a personal trigger around achievement.
Yes.
But look what I have brought to the world.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I think it's so important, because sometimes we don't feel good about ourselves for whatever reason, or we think that we're not doing enough. So the reason that I like to sit down and look and see what I've done is to recognize that, wait a second, you know, for me, I am accomplishing the things that I want to set out and do, because I tend to, let's say, be anxious, you know, or maybe impatient, you know,
yes.
I do tend to be impatient. So sometimes I have to stop myself and say, wait a second, you know, everything is happening in divine timing.
Exactly.
And everything is perfect. It's happening exactly as it should be. And sometimes I have to remind myself. So I think it's very powerful to write down what you recognize. And I also think it's very powerful to write down what you're experiencing in life. And if there's something that you want to change, you know, how can you go about changing it? You know, what could you do in your life to alleviate some of the pressure that you have? What could you do in your life to alleviate some of the stress that you have? And allow yourself to have a break. You know, so often I feel like we're running, taking
yes.
care of everybody else but ourselves. And here's the truth. If we don't love and nurture ourselves, it is impossible to love and nurture others. Literally impossible.
Right.
And you know that, Laura.
Well, and you know what I mean? It comes right back to what we've been talking about this hour too, about the self-love piece, right?
Absolutely.
We have to take care of ourselves first, because if we don't, that stressed out, harried, running from, you know, place to place, from thing to thing person is not the kind person. That's
right.
The impatient person. That's the road rage person, you know? That's not who we want to be.
Correct. And it all goes back to, you can't give away what you don't have. So if you are not filled with love, how can you possibly give away love?
Right.
Impossible.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I like your spin on it. It's almost like taking a gratitude journal and doing it in the future to put out there what you want to create in your day.
Yes.
How you want to see your day. And I love that little twist on it. And
yeah.
Because it is true that what we focus on is what we create in our lives.
And we tend to get ourselves in a routine, and it might not be the routine that we actually want to see in our lives.
Right. Exactly. So you do morning and evening gratitude journal?
Well, you know, whatever turns me on, Laura. I can't say
okay.
you know, that I'm always super consistent with it, but I do try to, you know, even if I don't write it down, I am very conscious as soon as I get up, you know, I count my blessings. I'm here. I'm healthy. I just had a beautiful night's sleep, you know.
Yes.
I just try to, instead of focusing on, oh God, what is it that I have to do today? And now I have to get my kid up for school, and is she going to be cranky, and I have to get lunch and this kind of thing. Instead of doing that, I stop myself when I get up and I just say thank you. And I recognize that I'm grateful to, you know, to wake up today and to have the blessings around me that I have, even though things might not be exactly as I would hope, because we all have stress and things happen in our lives. I always remind myself to find the beauty in the day, in the morning, so that I get my day started that way. And things happen along the way. But I
sure.
just try to come back to reminding myself that my thoughts create my future, and I want to create a happy future. So I remind myself to do that.
I think that's great. For a long time, I had done a gratitude journal first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've started doing recently is when I go to bed at night, it's almost like a spin on the old, you know, kneel down by your bed and say your prayers when
sure.
you go to bed at night. But it's like, as I'm laying in bed before I go to sleep, I just review through the day, you know, all the great things, and I say thank you for each one of them. And so, you know, so I hear you about, you know, whatever turns me on, because I think it does shift and, you know, and change for us does move. We're not always going to do exactly the same thing forever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, and routine tends to sort of become a lull. So that's why
right.
I think that we have to, you know, switch things up and just change things up in our life to create this excitement, to keep things going, you know, try new things and see what works for us at different
right.
points in our life, and allow ourselves to be creative with it.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I was getting to a place where, I mean, I have several practices that I do in the morning, and the gratitude journal was one of them. And I was getting to where I just didn't feel like doing it anymore. And so,
yeah.
you know, that was an indicator of, okay, well, you know, I need to do something different.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, and especially when your heart's not in it, you know, and there are times when you're thinking, this is not for me right now, then that's not the right thing for you to do. Then that's
right.
not what's going to, it's not going to float your boat at the time. And that's why I feel as though, you know, it's different all the time. I go through my own phases of what seems to feel really good for me to remind myself of my own greatness. We have to remind ourselves how great we are, and that's the truth. When we remind ourselves, we remind others. I mean, and I love that. Yeah.
Because that's one of the things that I struggle with the most, I think, is, you know, because we're brought up with this idea of, you know, you don't toot your own horn and you don't brag or, you know, whatever. And so then I think that gets turned into we do the opposite, which is we downplay everything that's great about us. And so coming back to where it's not, you know, being too you know, not inflating how great we are, but also not deflating how great we are. Being realist, you know, being real about this is who I am and this is what I have to bring, and that's pretty good.
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, we are a reflection of ourselves, and the people that we come in contact with are a reflection of ourselves. So, you know, I want to come in contact with great people. Well, how am I going to come in contact with great people? I have to recognize my own greatness. If I'm going to attract greatness, I have to recognize that it's within me.
So true.
So do you see how I attracted you into my life, Madam?
That's right. And vice versa. Look at us. Here we are.
I know. See? See what I mean? It works.
on that note, I want to thank you so much for being here. I've had so much fun talking to you, and the time has just flown by. So before we say goodbye, just one more time, tell listeners how they can find you.
Thank you so much. My website is spreadhappy.com. My email address is Andy, and that's A-N-D-I at spreadhappy.com. And you can also like my Facebook page for updates. It's Facebook.com/spreadhappynow. And if you go to my website, you can sign up for a newsletter, and there's all kinds of neat information on there. You can listen to podcasts of my radio show, previous podcasts, and that's the perfect way to get in touch with me. It's spreadhappy.com, and I am so grateful to be here, and I just wish happiness, greatness, and love for everyone on the planet, and I'm just so grateful that you're doing what you're doing, Laura. Your work is magnificent.
Well, thank you, Andy, and I feel the same about you, and I'm so happy that you were able to be here with us today.
Thank you.
So,
are we getting the nod off?
I'm sorry?
Are we getting the nod off from our buddy? Is it time? Are we parting?
This is Laura Longley with Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share a bit more about the new direction of Blue Hair and Wisdom, how you can get involved in this week's light bulb moment, so stay tuned.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday each week at 10 a.m. Pacific and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.bluehairandwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness.
tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Welcome back to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. And today we've been talking with Andy Evans, the founder of SpreadHappy.com. Some other ways you can get more information on happiness. My Facebook page, when you're on Facebook, if you type in Blue Heron Wisdom, you'll find my Facebook page. And I share lots of happiness information there. Or on Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. LinkedIn, I have a group called Authentic Happiness. It's an open group that anybody can join, or you can always go to my website, blueheronwisdom.com. So I want to talk just a little bit more about this theme that Andy and I were talking about, as well as what I was talking about before we got started, around by changing yourself that you can heal the world. So by shifting our own perspective, we shift what we're putting out into the world. And Andy and I talked a little bit about this, that if I'm unhappy, I'm not going to be putting happiness out into the world. If I don't love myself, I'm not going to be putting love out into the world. I'm going to be the impatient, irritated, annoyed person, not the kind person. So by shifting that in ourselves, we start to shift the energy that we put out into the world, and the world changes as a result. If I'm kinder to you, you are more likely to be kinder to someone else in return, and it becomes this, I don't know what you call it, it's like this chain, you know, this chain reaction, that's the word I wanted, that's more than one word. It becomes this chain reaction where it just flows through. And so everybody makes a difference by simply making internal changes in ourselves. And a good example is when you're in a relationship, if you change, the other person is forced to change in return. If you don't react to them in the same way that you used to, then they're forced to react to you in a different way. And it's the same thing on this bigger scale with the world in general. Now, internal changes might lead to external changes, meaning that by you shifting internally and feeling differently about yourself and about the world, that might lead you to feel like you want to take some action. So it might lead to an external change. So getting clear on your values might lead you to change something that you do. And an example of this is about a year ago, I decided to become a vegetarian. And it was something that came to me during a meditation. It happened to be on New Year's Day, but it wasn't like I was looking for New Year's resolutions. It just turned out to be that day that I put out there to Spirit, okay, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing here to create, I guess it was about resolutions, but a different word, for this year. And what came to me is vegetarian. And you know what? It hadn't even been in my consciousness before that. I am now so dedicated to that, that it's really changed my perspective. I've always been really sensitive to animals and their suffering. And before I was a vegetarian, I had to ignore and pretend that I didn't know how we raise food animals in this country. I had to pretend I didn't know. So my actions weren't in, they weren't congruent with what my values are. So by becoming more congruent with my values, now that might lead to me taking some other action. So I already took action where I became a vegetarian. Well, now whenever I go to a restaurant, I don't order anything that has meat in it. So that my money talks in that way. Now, it also might lead to me ultimately being more of an activist where I'm actually doing something proactive. And I think that actually is something that's coming up for me this year. It's been kind of in my consciousness recently. But I'm sharing that example because I want you to understand how by making this shift internally, it might lead to you actually being called to be an activist in some way. But the reality is you don't have to do anything different to change the world. You just have to be different. You just have to be in this place of putting out love, compassion, joy, and peace instead of hate or impatience or even indifference. So that is where I'm coming from with this new idea of change yourself and heal the world. And I just want to remind you about the meditations that are going to be coming up soon to do that, and hopefully starting next week. So you can check out on the website, blueheronwisdom.com. Probably over the weekend, I will know what's going on with that, and the new pages will be up. So let's move on to talking about this week's light bulb moment. So as you know, every week I share a practice or an approach that you can use in order to maybe get a new insight or maybe have an internal shift. And I want to talk to you today about beginning to discover where your own shifts need to occur. What is it in you that needs to shift to lead to this healing of not only yourself, but the world? So the first place to start is to really notice when you're not being loving or compassionate, either to yourself or to others. And as Andy and I talked about it, it really starts from not being loving and compassionate to ourselves, but we don't always see that. Sometimes it's more obvious when we're not being loving to someone else. So notice that. And as I said, this is usually about our own not feeling good enough. When you notice that you're being unloving to someone else, or if you do happen to notice that you're doing it to yourself, then send yourself lots and lots of love and give yourself permission to not be perfect, because that's usually where we're not being loving is self-criticism. And if it turns out that you were being unloving to another person, send that person lots of love too. And make it a daily practice to use the loving kindness meditation, both for yourself and for either individuals and or the world at large. And the way that the loving kindness meditation goes is, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. And you can fill in the blank there with someone else that you want to send love to or the world as a whole. So just shifting gears slightly, I want to remind you that I've got a couple things going on with Ideal Career Discovery in January, and you can find links for a free video and also discounted coaching package to discover your own ideal career, discover the gift that you bring to the world at blueheronwisdomradio.com or blueheronwisdom.com. Want to thank my guest today, Andrea Evans, for sharing all of her wisdom on ways to be happier. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, I'll be talking with Mimi Pettibone, the Dream Detective. Tune in to find out how you can interpret your dreams yourself, or call in during that show live to have Mimi interpret a dream for you. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.